Thank you, King of Glory, for your presence in our midst. Thank you as you speak to our hearts, as you guide us through the word of life. Thank you for grace to rightly divide the word. Thank you for speaking through me, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for hearing ears for us all. For me too, I'm but a child, Lord. Thank you. Thank you as you speak, Lord. Thank you as you teach us. Thank you as you pour forth your glory into our hearts and upon us as you speak to us. Lord, we give all the glory. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for the excellent presence of God. And let's open once more to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. And we are going to combine it with Proverbs chapter 9. We give God all the glory, verse 10. Okay. So let's start with Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Please, let's read it together. Please, let's go. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's go again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And let's open to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 is also speaking the same thing. In fact, let's take verses 9 and 10 of Proverbs chapter 9 together. Please, let's go. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And so again, as we said before, that the Lord wants us to know him. He wants us to grow in the knowledge of him. We see in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 that we should increase in grace and in the knowledge of God. And we also see in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5 the instruction again that we should grow in the knowledge of God, and that through the knowledge of God we will partake of all what God has given to you and I. And so again we see the importance of knowing God. Each one of us believers, we must know God for ourselves, and we must know God according as he is written in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, under the instructive guidance of the Holy Spirit. We have to understand that we have to know God. In God's kingdom, all the children of God, they know God. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ himself said, the Father knows him and he knows the Father. We have to understand, and that he has come to reveal to us the Father. We also know in John chapter 17, verse 3, it says there that to know Jesus, to know the Father, Father and Son and one and the same, to know God is to what? To have eternal life. Is to enjoy the life of Christ. For he has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. It is to receive daily the fullness of God. In other words, the glory of God flowing into you and I as we are growing in the knowledge of God. So you see the importance of knowing God for yourself. If I know God and you don't know God, I will be the one enjoying the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into my life. You can't enjoy because I know. And I can't enjoy because you know and I don't know. I have to know God for myself. You have to know God for yourself, and strictly according as he is written under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. So we see a great key. Knowledge of God is important. Now the two scriptures we have read is telling you and I and making us to understand that the knowledge of God is structured, is not haphazardly. No, it is layer by layer, precept upon precept, line by line. We have to understand if we are going to build a house, we won't start with a roof. We start with clearing the land first, isn't it? And we start with the plants. We register the land and, you know, we allow an architect to put on paper the dream in our hearts for the house. And it is registered. And it is that plan that the builders will follow, the approved plan. And it's the same thing too in the kingdom of God and with the things of God. God's knowledge is structured. So the beginning of the knowledge of God, God is telling us, is the knowledge of the fear of God. He says the starting point of us knowing him after we have come into God's kingdom as believers, we are sons of God. Sons of God have to know God. And the starting point of the knowledge of God is the knowledge of the fear of God. And we have to understand that the knowledge of the fear of God is also called the knowledge of good and evil. Remember that tree in the middle of the garden that the Lord told Adam and Eve not to eat of it? Yes, it is also called the tree of the knowledge of the fear of God. That tree of the knowledge of good and evil is also called the tree of the knowledge of the fear of God. And so again, we see the fear of God is what? The beginning of knowledge. The knowledge of the fear of God, we all have to know the knowledge of the fear of God. We have to know the knowledge of good and evil. We have to understand that none of us can know what good or evil is unless we are taught by God. Thy children shall be taught of God, and great shall be what? Their peace. And we have to understand that we are to be taught the knowledge of what is good and what is evil. We can know what is good or what is evil. Only God who knows what is good and evil can teach you and I. And that is what he was doing in the garden. He was teaching them the obedience of God. Because through the fear of God, through the knowledge of the fear of God, through the knowledge of good and evil, we understand, we learn, we know the obedience of truth, the obedience. We know the importance of what it is to obey God, how to obey God. And the essential key of the obedience to God. We have to understand that the evidence of you and I having the fear of God in our heart is obedience. If we are not living a lifestyle of obedience, we don't yet have the fear of God in our heart. Simple. So again, we have to learn. We have to learn. The starting point of the knowledge of God is for us to know what good or evil is and to make the choice. To make the choice. And so again, we see the knowledge of God is very important. And we also see that the knowledge of the fear of God is the beginning of the knowledge of God. Now let's zero down to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. You see there, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, when we know the knowledge of the fear of God, and we choose to have the fear of God in our heart, God wants to put the fear of God in the hearts of all men. And so we know the knowledge of the fear of God, and we choose the fear of God, and He puts the fear of God in our hearts. Guess what? We'll start to receive wisdom from Him. Wisdom to live daily. Wisdom to guide us in whatever we're doing, both at home, in the workplace, on the streets, in the church, the way we relate to one another, the way we relate to others, in everything. Wisdom will guide us because the fear of God is flowing into our hearts. The fear of God is put in our heart. So without the fear of God in the heart, wisdom cannot be put in the heart. We cannot grow in the wisdom of God. So we understand why the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If we don't yet make up our minds that we want to obey God, wisdom cannot be put in the heart, in short. And we know we need wisdom to live daily, to guide us in everything, in the affairs of our lives. We need the wisdom of God. But God will not waste His wisdom on us if we don't have the heart that wants to obey Him. If we don't have the heart that wants to do good and refuse evil, He will not put His wisdom, He will not start to flow wisdom into our hearts. We have to understand the many choices before you and I. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 34. And let's see a great key there, so that we understand more and more how the fear of God relates with the knowledge of good and evil, and how the fear of God relates with wisdom, how the fear of God relates with the obedience of the Word of God. We have to understand that as we start to study the Bible on being born again, we are taught to know what is good or what is evil first and foremost. This is also called the knowledge of the fear of God. And it is also called the knowledge of the love of God. We will see how these things relate, how they link as we continue. Psalm 34. And let's... Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Are we all there? Okay, let's take it from verse 9 to 15. Please, let's go. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Please, let's stop there. You see a great key encouraging us to have the fear of God in the heart. In other words, have the heart that loves to do good and hate evil. The two go together. You can't say you love evil and you love good. No, you have to choose one. If you look at Matthew chapter 6, It says there, we cannot love God and what? Mammon. Is either we love one and despise the other, or we despise the other and love one, the other, you know. We can't love God and then love mammon. In other words, we can't love good and evil at the same time. We either love good and we hate wickedness, or we hate good and we love wickedness. That is the choice. And so we see the fear of God. It is good to have the fear of the Lord in the heart. And how will you have it in the heart if you don't know what is the fear of God? If you don't know, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, what evil and good are. Only God can teach us from his very own perspective what is good and what is evil. We have to understand, and so we have to keep searching the scriptures, allowing him to guide us. And we have to know that when he is correcting us daily regarding things we do, how we comport ourselves, that is part of the learning, teaching us what is good and what is evil. We have to understand that reproof of God is part of learning what is good and evil. It is part of the knowledge of the fear of God. And so again, we see verse 11 says, "Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord." And look at it now. "What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from what? Evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." See a great key. Depart. Refuse evil and do good, and choose to do good. So we see that is linked with the fear of God. Now you understand what was happening in the garden. God was teaching Adam and Eve the fear of God, the obedience of God, the knowledge of good and evil. He was teaching them what is good to do and what is evil to do, to refuse. And so you see a great key. When we learn the fear of God and we choose the fear of God, verse 13 and 14 makes it clear. Our tongue will not speak evil. Our lips will not speak guile. We depart from evil and we choose good. And we seek peace and we pursue peace. So you see, the fear of God is what? The beginning of knowledge. And the fear of God is what? The beginning of wisdom. How can he waste his wisdom on you and I if we just want to be doing anything? And I tell you, the opposite of wisdom is foolishness. When we don't have the word of God, we have lying words and we do what? Foolishly. But when we have the word of God, under the guidance of God, we have wisdom to live daily. By the wisdom of God, we are kept from what? Evil ways. By the wisdom of God, we understand our day-to-day living. But without the wisdom of God, it is foolishness. So if we don't have the fear of God in the heart, we'll be doing foolish things. We'll be going the foolish way. We'll be going the broad and wide way. But with the fear of God in the heart, by his wisdom, we'll be going through the narrow and hard and straight way. We have to understand all these things. And so again, we see a great key. When we have the fear of God in the heart, we do good things because we are saying we love good. We are saying we love righteousness. We are saying we love God. God is righteousness. God is good. To have the fear of God in the heart means we have the love of God in the heart. To have the fear of God in the heart means we have what? The love of God in the heart. You say, how? God is good. God is righteousness or sinlessness. If you love righteousness, you love God. If you love good, you love God. The love of God or the love of righteousness. And the fear of God is for us to depart from what? Evil and to choose good. The fear of God means we love what God loves. Starting from God, we love God, and we know God loves good. And so we love God, and we love what He loves, which is what? Goodness. And God is righteousness. He loves what? Righteousness. So we too, we love what? Righteousness. We love sinlessness, because another name for righteousness is what? Sinlessness. And so we love God, we love what God loves. God loves righteousness. God is good. Please let's open to Psalm 11 and we will see what it says there. And then God hates sin. He hates what? Wickedness. He also hates evil, you know. Evil is another name for wickedness. Wickedness is another name for sin. Iniquity. So we hate what God hates. If you say you love God, then you must love what God loves and hate what God hates. That is the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart. Please let's read Psalm 11. Let's drop down to verse 7. Please let's go. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Please let's go again. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. So we see that God is righteousness and He loves righteousness. So the love of God or the love of righteousness. And of course, God hates what? Sin. God hates evil. Please let's open to Proverbs chapter 6 and let's see. Proverbs 6. Okay, let's first look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. Please let's go. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So again we see the fear of God is to what? Hate evil. And when we hate evil, we love righteousness. They go together. They go together. Please let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 16 to 19. Please let's go. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. So again, we see throughout the scripture, you know, those two are just examples of what God hates. So we see from the scriptures the evil or the wickedness God hates. And we also see from the scriptures the righteousness, the goodness, the sinlessness that God loves. So please let's open to Psalm 46 so that we understand fully what the fear of the Lord is. You have to love what God loves, starting from knowing God, knowing He is righteousness and He loves righteousness. He is good. He is sinlessness. He does not like to sin. He doesn't like sin at all. He doesn't sin. And then you have to know the love of God goes together and is inseparable from what God hates. If you say you love God, you have to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And when you choose, that is the fear of God in the heart. And the manifestation of the fear of God in our heart is obedience. For by the fear of God, we choose what God loves and we do the things that God loves and we obey. And then, by that same fear of God, what God hates, we don't do them. And that is it. So, when somebody is telling you, grace covers sins, you have to understand that person had made a choice not to love God. That person had made a choice not to love righteousness. But you don't know. For only God sees into the heart. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, Psalm 45, please let's look at verse 6 and 7. Please let's go. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See a great key? The testimony of Jesus says he loves righteousness and hates what? Wickedness. That is the fear of God in his heart. He has made his choice. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 14 says, butter and honey shall he eat, so that he may know to refuse evil and choose good. And it's the same thing, you and I, butter and milk of the word of God and meat of the word of God, must we eat and drink so that we may know to refuse evil and to choose good. In other words, the fear of God, departing. We see the operation of the fear of God in the life of Joseph. When Potiphar's wife said, sleep with me, he said, I cannot do this great evil against God. He wasn't even thinking, okay, God is not here. It is Potiphar's wife. He was saying, even to do it secretly, he will do it against God. And we also see the same fear of God in the heart of Abimelech, the king. He allowed God to correct him. A contrite and repentant heart, God will not what? Despise. In everything he did towards Abraham, starting from taking Sarah from him, he was doing it with the fear of God. And God used him to even correct Abraham. And so we see the manifestation of the fear of God in the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have to understand the great key. Look at it. He loves righteousness and he hates wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See a great key. Without the fear of God, we cannot receive anything into the spirit man from God. Remember, the fear of God is what? The beginning of wisdom. Another name for wisdom is who? The Holy Spirit. Just as our Lord Jesus Christ is the power and the wisdom of God, the Holy Spirit is also the power and the wisdom of God. And we cannot choose the fear of God if we don't know and understand, if we don't understand and know what the fear of the Lord is. That's why the scripture says the fear of God is what? The beginning of knowledge. And we have to understand that without knowing the fear of God and choosing the fear of God, we cannot receive the help of the Holy Spirit. We have to make the choice whether we want to love good, righteousness, or the obedience of God. Or we don't like to, obey God, and we love to sin, to wallow in mud, be like the pig. When you wash it, immediately it will return back to the mare. Or be like the dog who returns back to his vomit. It is a choice whether we want to have the fear of God in the heart. But we have to understand it is up to us. If we are not reading the Bible, coming to church to hear the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we've made a choice not to know the knowledge of the fear of God. We've made a choice not to know the love of God. We've made a choice not to know the knowledge of good and evil. We have to understand these things. And when we are coming to church to hear, also studying the Bible at home, when we don't yield to correction, we've made a choice, we've rejected the knowledge of good and evil. But when we are yielding, as we continue to study the word of God daily and we come to church to hear the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we make the choice as we are growing in the knowledge of the fear of God, and we make that choice to love good and to hate wickedness, then the fear of God is put in our heart. We see that in Jeremiah chapter 32, from verse 38 to 40, God puts his fear in our heart. In the heart of Joseph, he did. Abimelech, he did. Everyone with the fear of God in the heart, it is God who puts it there, not you and I. It's not what we can conjure. It's not what we can pretend. God knows what is in the heart. And I tell you, we have to understand that we have to have his fear in our heart so that good things can flow from our lives. Remember, the heart is the seat of who we are really. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, we will do. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have to understand. So when we have the fear of God in our heart, we will start to do good. We will start to do good things. But we have to understand, without the fear of God in our heart, we cannot receive of anything into the spirit man. We have to understand. We cannot receive the outpouring of the Spirit of God into our heart. We have to understand the choice before you and I. And so again, we see a great key. Please let's open back to Psalm 34. And let's see from verse 13 to 15 again. Please let's go. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. See a great key. God hears those with the fear of God in the heart. I'm telling you, it's quite there. God hears the prayer of those with the fear of God in the heart. Who are the righteous? Yes, we have accepted Christ, but we have to continue in his righteousness. And that's where the fear of God comes in. When we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. But how do we hunger and thirst after righteousness? Those who choose the fear of God and have the fear of God in their heart are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. And so we see the fear of God, because those with the fear of God, they love what? Righteousness. So if you love righteousness, if you love God, you'll be filled with God. You'll be filled with his righteousness. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. To love righteousness is to love God, is to have the fear of God in the heart. And so we see those with the fear of God, the Lord hears their cry. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 5 again, and we'll see that this is the testimony of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And let's take it from verse 5 to 9. Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 5 to 9. Please let's go. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears, unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Please underline that. And was heard in that what? He feared. Link that with what we read earlier. Psalm 34. The Lord hears the prayer of the righteous. We have to choose. Yes, we're in his righteousness, but we have to know his righteousness and choose to have his righteousness in us. That is also called the fear of God. It is also called the love of God, the love of righteousness. God is righteousness. They that hunger and thirst, in other words, you love righteousness, you have chosen righteousness, you'll be filled. You have chosen to do good, to obey God, and to not do evil, you'll be filled with his goodness, with his righteousness, with his sinlessness, with his glory. And those with the fear of God, those who love righteousness, the scripture says he will hear them. And so again, we see, and was heard in that he feared. In that he feared. He had the fear of God in his heart. Remember, the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And so again, look at verse 8. though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. See how the fear of the Lord is linked with what? Obedience to God. You can't say you have the fear of God in the heart, or that you love God, or that you love righteousness, and be disobeying, living a sinful lifestyle. The two don't go together. What has light got to do with darkness? The love of God, the love of righteousness, goes with what? Hatred of evil, sin, wickedness, doing sin. And so again, we see verse 8 says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Does that say unto all them that disobey him? No, obey. In other words, they depart from evil and they do good. Please let's open to 1 John chapter 2 and we'll see from verse 3 to 6. In fact, when we zero down to verse 5, you'll see how the love of God, obedience, they are what? Interrelated. The evidence of one with the love of God in the heart, or the love of righteousness in the heart, is obedience. If you don't have the fear of God, you will just be doing every foolish thing on the face of the earth. You will just be joining every foolish idea on the face of the earth. And remember, the scripture says, don't join a multitude to sin. First John chapter 2, please let's take it from verse 3 to 6 together. Please let's go. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Amen. So you see, verse 5 says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God what? Perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So the evidence of the love of God in us, or the love of righteousness, also called the fear of the Lord in our heart, is we are careful to obey God in everything. We see the life of Joseph and Abimelech. He was a heathen king. God was relating with him. God taught him to the level that he received the fear of God in the heart. Please let's open to the book of Acts chapter 10. And then we realize we can't do without the fear of God. If you want God to always be hearing and answering your prayer, if you want healing, remember, Malachi chapter 4 says, upon those that fear the Lord, they have the fear of God in their heart, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with what? With healing in his wings. And we are like calves of the stall, let loose, going forth and growing in his presence. So you see the importance of the fear of God. And now we know this story here, in the book of Acts, we know it's the story of Cornelius, a Roman soldier, a heathen, in quote, or a Gentile, in quote, but What are we saying? We know the Lord sent for Peter to come and preach to him. And when Apostle Peter realized that it is God at work here, everything here was, you know, purpose and engineered and under the power of God. Look at what he said. Please let's zero down to verse 34 and 35 of the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. And please let's read it together. Please let's go. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable with him." Please let's read verse 35 again. "But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." See a great key. He that feareth him and worketh what? Righteousness. The evidence of the fear of God is obedience. Another word for the obedience to God is walking righteousness. Doing what? The right thing. Doing by the power of God the word of God. And so again, we see those with the fear of God, they are what? Acceptable unto God. Acceptable unto God. Those who have chosen to have the fear of God in their heart, they are what? Acceptable. God hears their prayer. Upon them, the Son of Righteousness will come and heal them, setting them free, helping them. Those with the fear of God have humbled themselves before God. So grace pours forth like a river. So it's not just to know the Bible. You have to understand the many choices. And you have to understand the fear of God. What you need to do. Choose ye whom you will serve. Choose good or evil. Choose to love good or choose to love evil. It is your choice. But one thing is, you cannot do the two together. It's either you love good and you hate evil, or you hate good and you love evil. Simple. Please let's open to Deuteronomy chapter 30. And we'll see the same thing, the summation of what the Lord has been saying. Please let's first read verse 6. "And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live." So we're all born again, and God wants us to love him, isn't it? With all of our entire being. Let's drop down to verse 15 of that same. In fact, let's take it from verse 14 of that same Deuteronomy chapter 30. So we are born again, circumcising the heart. And the Lord wants us to love him, have the love of God, have the fear of God in the heart. Love what is good and choose to do good, and hate what is evil and choose to not do evil, refuse evil. In other words, choose the obedience of God. Learn the obedience of God and choose it. Desire to have the fear of God in the heart. Otherwise, everything else will be at a standstill. Please let's take it from verse 14. Please let's go. But the word is very near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and what? Evil. See a great key. God had set before you and I good and evil. Good or goodness is associated with the life of God. Righteousness is associated with the life of God. Sinlessness is associated with the life of God. And then he has set before us wickedness, sin, evil. Evil is associated with death. You cannot have the life of God and the righteousness of God, the things of God, the fullness of God, the glory of God in operation, or the power of God in operation, when wickedness or sin or disobedience is what we have chosen. We have to understand. So, goodness or righteousness or sinlessness, which is with the life of God, is set before you and I to choose. And wickedness, sin and evil, which is with death, is also set before you and I. Verse 16 says, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God. See a great key associated with choosing goodness, righteousness, is what? The love of God. So when you choose righteousness, you love righteousness. It means you have the fear of God. You have chosen the fear of God in the heart. The fear of God, we love righteousness. We love God. It's also called the love of God. And so again, we see, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. So again, you see the key. And then, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. To worship other gods is evil, is wickedness, is sin against God. But you have a choice. And then verse 18 says, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. Remember, evil is with what? Death. Verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Look at how the goodness and the life of God is linked with the love of God, or the fear of God in the heart. Verse 20 says, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give them. So we see a great key. The choice. We have to choose what we want to love. There is no midpoint. is either we love good, righteousness, sinlessness, and the life of God, or that we love to just do our own thing and live in disobedience to our God. So we have to understand these basic things. But God will not waste himself on those who choose not to have his fear. Those who choose to live in disobedience. Don't let's fool ourselves. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 8. We will see the same thing. To love righteousness is to also love the way of righteousness. In other words, the way of obeying the word of God. Jeremiah 21, let's read verse 8. Please, let's go. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Simple. Simple. The way of life, which is good or goodness, righteousness, sinlessness, is set before you and I. To love it or to hate it. And the way of death, which is evil, wickedness, sin, living sinful lifestyle and you know, deceiving ourselves, is also set before you and I. To love it or to hate it. Our prayer is that we will choose the fear of God in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Any question on what we have shared? Please let's give God all the glory. And let's thank him for his word. I tell you, our God loves us so much. He wants to be hearing our prayers. So he's encouraging us to have his fear. He wants to make us whole, as he has said in his word. He wants to arise upon us. So he's saying, receive my fear. He wants us to be acceptable unto him at all times. So he says, his fear. Love what the Lord loves and hate what he hates, and you are acceptable unto him. He will hear the prayer of the righteous. He will be in your household always. He will be upon you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He becomes your exceeding great reward. He becomes your permanent shield and buckler. Remember, he put a wall of fire round about Job because Job feared. He's all there. He had the fear of the Lord in the heart. He had made a choice. I will not do evil. I will not let go of the righteousness that I love, and God had put that righteousness in my heart. Look at Joseph. I will not sin against God. I will not do evil. This thing is what? Sleeping with another man's wife is evil, says Joseph. I'm telling you, he says so. And so we have to understand. We have to understand the things God hates and hate them. No, oh, it's just weakness. No. Of course he knows we can't do all these things by ourselves. The arm of flesh has failed. That's why he supplied his own grace. Once we make the choice, his grace is available to help us. Do you think Joseph ran away by himself from Potiphar's wife? That is the grace of God available. That is the grace of God that carried him out of that place. It's not by him. We can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens us. Just make that choice and watch the strength of Christ do the rest. Make the choice to love righteousness and to hate evil. Make a choice to love to do good things according to the word of God. And to hate to do evil, and watch how the grace of God will help you and I. And so, we have to understand. We are called into his kingdom to receive his fear in our hearts, to love what God loves and to hate what God hates, and to love to do the things God loves to do and to hate to do the things that God hates, to refuse evil and to choose good. And so, let's thank him. And once we have the fear of God in the heart, that is the beginning, I'm telling you, we will enjoy God. He will be watching out for us. He will be fighting for us. He will be supplying his wisdom. He will be doing things for us, helping us, fighting our battles, even we don't know. He will supply all our needs. He will help us. He will keep us. He will be our shield and buckler. He will be our exceeding great reward. He will set his goodness, his glory, every aspect of his being upon us. His heart and soul will be beating for us, visiting us daily, mindful of us to find out what do we need and to supply, because we have chosen the fear of God in our heart. And so let's allow the Holy Spirit to look in our heart for us. Let's humble ourselves. We've heard the word. We have to do something with the word. Make choice. Choose to know him. I tell you, choose to know the fear of God. Choose to have a teachable spirit. Help, you know, speak to him. Should help you to always be accepting correction as you are studying the Bible. Correction. And to help you to know him. You've chosen to know him, to continue to study the word of God, so that you will know him. You will know what he likes and what he does not like, and you are willing to choose what he likes and to refuse what he hates. You want the fear of God in the heart. You've chosen to live a life of righteousness. And so, you've chosen to have his fear in your heart. So, speak to your God. Communicate with him. You've chosen to have him fill your life. Feel your born-again spirit, man. Feel your soul. Feel your entirety. Feel your household, every area of your life. you now know that if you don't have the fear of God in the heart, you won't know God. Because the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, the knowledge of God. And so you have chosen to have his fear. You have chosen to know all of God according as he is written. And the way of God. Speak to your God. You've chosen to have all of him. All of God is according to how we know him. He fills us as we are growing in the knowledge of him. And you've chosen to live right. Ask God to give you a wise and understanding heart. A heart, a spiritual heart, to discern both good and evil. So that you can choose the good and refuse the evil. In other words, the fear of God in the heart, in operation. And thank him that he has heard you. Thank him for the fear of God in your heart. Thank him that all of your days on the face of the earth, you will do right. And you will not put your mouth or your hand or your feet to evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. And also pray for your household. And every one of us in this church. Let's remember. Every child of God. Everyone. That belong to Jesus. Even them. That merely believe in his name. All over the earth. We are praying the same prayer. For the brethren. All those in this church. Who are not here. Wherever they may be on the face of the earth, we are believing the Lord and we receive. And we know that all of us, we will love God. We will have the fear of God in our heart. And we give him all the glory. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.